This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you think we're joking around about the tyranny, I see dozens of articles a day, and it's all standardized around the world, where the police come and arrest preachers for having events, but a topless bar is up and down the street, where they're arresting reporters, arresting medical doctors that criticize the lockdowns. I mean, this is tyranny. Nick Fuentes, I really appreciate you joining us. Again, you're just an America First activist. You're well-spoken. So you've been censored, and now you're on a no-fly list. I bet money, actually, if I try to go fly, I'm going to be blocked as well, even though I was there trying to stop people going in. And then there's no judge or jury, no court. You just, it's a magic, you know, thing with the godlike FBI that they waved a wand and said no longer is there background checks needed for who children are given to, including convicted pedophiles. So they are God. I guess I should pray to the FBI, but I'm not going to do it. I know that's blasphemy. But how do we counter this, Nick?
So I think the easiest way for Republicans to do this is to take advantage of the control that they have in the state legislatures. And, you know, it's pretty bewildering. We have control over more than half of the state legislatures in the country. And we witnessed this in the 2020 election. I know you and I were on the front lines for Stop the Steal in Atlanta and across the country. We realized that these Republican state legislatures and governors are just totally incompetent, totally ineffective, and unwilling to do what's right. In Phoenix, in Atlanta, in Harrisburg, in Madison, in all these different state capitals, in Lansing, they refused to adjudicate the 2020 election. And now we see that they're folding, like you said before the break, folding on trans, folding on big tech, folding on all the issues that matter. So I propose that, look, you take a look at South Dakota or Arkansas, where their two governors just totally folded on trans. Those are hardcore conservative states. Like you said, 90% of the people in those places were against transgender athletes in the women's sports, but the governors vetoed it. Why don't we just take states like that where we can win and fill them up in the state legislature with people that are America First? Because, you know, we have a thing in the country called federalism, where there's not only a separation of powers between the branches of federal government, but between the federal government and the state government. And actually, the state governments have far more constitutional jurisdiction than the federal government, because the federal government's powers are enumerated and the state government's powers in the 10th Amendment get everything else. So I look at somebody like Ron DeSantis as the model for what we have to pursue in the future, which is America First governors, America First state legislators, because that is a power source. That's a locus of power that Republicans can wield in these conservative areas and begin to fight back against the tech censorship, begin to fight back against the tide of this social revolution that's transforming the country. We can do it using state government. The problem is that people have been unwilling to do that. And we all know that. Everybody's got an unpopular governor. I live in Illinois. We have J.B. Pritzker. But honestly, it's not much better in Georgia with Brian Kemp, who's a Republican, not much better in Arizona.
And look, the globalists want to conquer us, Nick. It's only going to get worse till we push back. Take California. I've known for a long time that it's never really went blue. It's been election fraud. That's what Democrats do. People are voting with their feet. Now they've gotten all these signatures to recall their fake governor. So we can also push back within states they control. I think that's a great point you're making.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right about California. You know, the thing about Republicans is they're very much on the defensive. The Democrats are on the offensive. They're filling up all the Republican states with immigrants, and they're pursuing voter fraud. I mean, they set out to flip Georgia, and they got it. A lot of people said that's impossible, but they played it very aggressively, and they got it. And I don't think we should limit ourselves even to these kinds of places. We should be looking at California. We should be looking at other states, even states like Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado. I think it's still possible to make a difference there, too. But in these Republican strongholds, there's no excuse. There's no excuse in Texas. There's no excuse in Arkansas or South Dakota to not have a totally America First conservative government. We've got to have it there. And we, as people living in these states, have to demand it. We don't have to win the presidency. We don't have to win these things. That would be nice. And, you know, ultimately we'd like to do those things, but we don't have to do that. We can still do something in the meantime before the midterms and before the next presidential election. So I say take a look at Ron DeSantis. That's got to be the model for every Republican governor in the country.
Beautifully said. You're a voice that needs to be said. You're the model for people as well. We need to get your voice out there. I can't wait for you to be uploading the Bandoff video. Let's make sure that happens. Nick, you've got my number. If it isn't done in a day or so, call me. I want to make sure that happens. Thank you so much for joining us. How do people find your weeknight show that's so censored and so banned?
It's at AmericaFirst.live, 8 o'clock Central, Monday through Friday. And thank you so much for having me on. Love what you do. You're a legend.
We love you, brother. I'll be right back. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. He said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of people throw around the word hero, and I think it gets overused. But our guest, Artur Pawlowski, is a hero. He has a street ministry that feeds over 1,000 homeless people a week in his city. And he has a church, a small church, that also serves hundreds of people a week. And you've seen the footage from Easter Sunday, them coming without a warrant, without anything, and saying, we're going to enforce social distancing. We're going to enforce all of this. It's all a bunch of crap. It's all unconstitutional. And he said, get out of here, get out of here. We'll play a clip in a moment. He'll be with us for much of the hour. Well, they came back, ladies and gentlemen. The story's up on InfoWars.com. It happened just a few days ago. Canadian police returned with SWAT team to local church run by Artur Pawlowski. Now, I got a chance to hear him last week, or a couple weeks ago, actually, on the War Room and also on American Journal with Harrison Smith. Very impressed with him. But he went through communism. He went through this exact type of crap and helped get his parents out of Poland. And that's why you don't see Joe Biden wanting a bunch of Poles to move over here, because they tend to vote more conservative because they've been through it, just like Cubans do. So Artur, Pastor Pawlowski, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go to you in just a moment, but I want to roll here some of what happened on Easter and then some of what happened this last Sunday. So we'll play these back to back. Here it is.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. Out. Out.
And this goes on for 10 minutes all the way out into the street off the property. Now, this is what happened, again, just a few days ago. They've been back several times. There's other churches where you've seen hundreds of police, drones, fences around the churches, while Walmart's a mile and a half away are just jam-packed with people. Total evil. Testing to see if they can go after churches, with the leader of Canada saying, I want a dictatorship like communist China. That's a quote. We'll play that clip coming up with our guest. Here's a little piece of what happened this Sunday.
Well, friends, we have a SWAT team in our church again, coming, authorities. So I'm going to go out and see what they want.
Yes. Oh,
hello, Walter.
Hi, Arthur. I wonder if I could just give you a copy of the court order. This is for you. It basically outlines that we have the right choice for today. What I would really...
Please. You don't have to get into a personal space.
Thank
you.
Well, you're in my personal space, so...
Can I explain to you, Arthur?
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Can I explain to you?
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is...
The full video is up at InfoWars.com and on Artur Pawlowski's site as well. Website streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and Artur Pawlowski TV on YouTube, and that's Pawlowski. And he joins us now. And I love the liberal. Oh, please, please just let us. You know, we're just here to save you. We're just here to. No, they're setting the precedent to permanently shut everything down. It's in the Great Reset. That's the plan. So I'm going to try to give you the floor to start wherever you want and go through all this, your experience in Poland, your powerful warning to all of us today. I know you've been doing a lot of interviews, and we're just so thankful that you're out there fighting, Pastor. And if I lived near you, I'd drive 50 miles to attend your church. I can just feel the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, through the Skype right now. So God bless you, brother, for being a leader for us all as we fight this demonic takeover. You've got the floor. We're going to break in about 6 minutes, but you're going to have the floor for as long as you want to stay with us this hour.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much for standing with us and supporting us. I mean, I received tens of thousands of emails and texts, and mostly from Americans. So I'm very, very glad that my brothers and sisters across the border are rising up. We are to be lions, and lions never bow before the hyenas. Lions never bow before the wolves. And that's what those people are, the wannabe dictators. And you're absolutely right. I am fired up and I'm angry because I grew up behind the Iron Curtain. I've seen this movie before, and it doesn't end well. They will destroy everything if you let them. They will remove every right that you have. It doesn't matter if you have your constitution or not. Poland, from 1945, had all those years a constitution, the highest law in the country, but communists, fascists, dictators do not care about your rights and your charter of rights and freedoms and your constitution. They are stripping us from everything. And the church is the biggest resistance. It has always been the biggest resistance towards dictatorship and tyranny. Now we have the medical tyranny being pushed on us left and right. And we have a choice. We can stand against that, or we can allow them to destroy our way of life, destroy our faith. So my message to Americans is we have still a window of opportunity to push this evil away. We still have a chance to stand up against the tyrants, the wannabe dictators like Biden, like our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, that is fascinated. And he said it on record that he wished he would have a dictatorship like China. Can you imagine Chinese government murdering millions of people on a regular basis, and the prime minister in a free and democratic country says that he would wish to be, you know, Chinese prime minister. So they're coming with the warrants. They're coming with a SWAT team. Can you imagine to a peaceful assembly? I have been doing this for 22 years. I have no record of violence, and they're bringing a SWAT team, the gang suppression team, to a peaceful assembly. And excuse me, for what? To find out if we are wearing a mask, if I'm preaching wearing a muzzle. I'm not a dog. I'm not their servant. I am a taxpayer, and I demand that those people represent me and serve me. That's what we are paying them for. We're not paying them to remove our rights away. We're paying them to uphold our rights. And lately, they have total disregard to the Constitution, total disregard to our rights and freedom. So what are we going to do? Are we going to just crawl into a hole and cry out and say there's nothing we can do? I have a message to them, and I hope that more pastors, more priests, more rabbis will rise up, more politicians and free lovers, freedom lovers will say first no and then get out. Only those three words you need to say. No, I'm not complying to whatever you're pushing. I'm not bowing before you. I say no to you. And get out of my businesses, get out of our churches, get out of our political arena, get out of our media, get out of our educational system. I mean, if we're not going to say no and get out now, mark my words, listen to the guy that grew up under a communist dictatorship. They will keep coming, and they will be taking more rights. They're cutting us by thousand cuts, slowly removing one little law at the time, and they are testing you. They're testing you, people. How are you going to react? They're testing you. Will you stand up? Will you allow us to take everything away from you? Or will there be uprising? And I'm not talking about BLM style. I'm not talking about Antifa terrorist style. I'm talking about peaceful resistance. Martin Luther King Jr. non-compliance, saying to them no and taking it to the streets. Big rallies, big protests. I'm calling right now people to come to our church this Saturday, 9:30 in the morning. Come, let there be thousands of people. Well, let's see what those fascists, wannabe dictators, the Gestapo wannabe people are going to do with thousands
of
people.
And, Arthur, we got to go to break. But let's talk about this. What do you think of Grace Life in Calgary, a big church, where they put up two fences around it, a black tarp like it was evil, like it was pornography or something, and spent millions of dollars, it looks like, to do this. It's like the Berlin Wall. They're literally walling off churches. These are obviously sick, evil people testing to see what they can get away with. Like you said, it is a test.
It is a test. It's Edmonton, actually, so it's the next big city in the province of Alberta. It's tests. They're testing us. They're testing what the pastors will do. They're testing what the Christians are going to do. They are testing us, and we have to send a very clear and strong, aggressive message to them that we're not going to bow down. We're not their slaves. We are not going to submit to their evil, unconstitutional laws. Now it's the time to rise up, stand up, and push. We're hiring a very powerful criminal lawyers to take this to courts, of course. But in the meantime, we need the boots on the streets. We need the people to send messages.
This is as big as the Germans taking down the Berlin Wall. It's as big as what happened in Poland, I guess it was at Perestroika. And so to be clear, you're in Calgary, the other church is in Alberta, but this is happening all over the country. Give us a report on that. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in France. It's happening in England. It's happening all over the world. It's the UN directing it. Artur Pawlowski is our guest. He's the pastor there in Canada, streetchurch.ca. He is the model of victory. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ronald Reagan, back in 1989, right as he was leaving office, said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." Well, I say, like he said in 88 was the year, not Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. I say, puppet Biden, tear off that mask off your dirty bandit face and tell people to take it off the face of children everywhere. This is a cult. This is a programming. This is a peer pressure system. This is a desperate big pharma UN operation that says it wants communism. And the EU took much of the old bureaucrats from the Eastern Bloc and has put most of them in charge of the unelected EU Council. So the voting in the EU is only ceremonial. It is the permanent council, like the Politburo in communist China, that actually runs the show. So, Pastor Artur Pulaski of StreetChurch.ca has a big street church serving over 1,000 homeless people every week, and he also has his other church, Cave of Adullam. Maybe he'll tell us what that means biblically. But this is a shorter segment, a long segment coming up. Go wherever you want, but the historical parallels here of your family, of Poland, of what you guys went through, can you impart that to us so we understand, those of us that haven't gone through something like this, what's going to happen if we keep following along with this program? Because for those that don't know, this is all UN, EU, big tech, Davos group run, and they admit the EU model is the model, and that was the old Soviet bloc model. Please enlighten us.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. What we're seeing is the biggest destruction or elimination, if you will, of the middle class, small and medium-sized businesses, because in order to control society, you have to take away their means to defend themselves. They, you know, the socialists, the communists, they want only extremely powerful and wealthy, that's them. And you've heard about the Great Reset, and they want the rest of the society extremely poor, because when you're poor, you gotta do jobs. You have to just work for a loaf of bread. You don't have time for protests. You got no money to hire lawyers. And that's exactly what I experienced. 50,000 communists, the elites, were ruling over 36 Polish people, destroying everything on its path. People had no rights whatsoever. You could be arrested for whatever reason that they wanted to arrest you. There was this famous saying, "Give me a man and we will find something on that man." Five in the morning.
Give me the man, I will find you the crime.
That's exactly the famous saying from the police during the Soviets, during the occupation behind the Iron Curtain. They could come into your house five in the morning, break the door, and beat you up, torture. Many people were arrested and tortured just for listening to a European radio. That's why you have this propaganda machinery in full force. That's why there is censorship, deplatforming of another voice, because they don't want you to hear the truth, because we know as Christians that the truth sets the captives free. Here I have a quote here from Martin Luther King Jr., and that's what I'm saying. What we need is this type of resistance, non-compliance, going to the streets, saying to the elites, we will not comply, we will not work with you. And here's what he said from jail, Birmingham jail.
Birmingham.
"Injustice anywhere, yes, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Wherever, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." And that's what I'm saying. First they came for me. Be sure of it. be sure of it, they will come for you because that's their pattern. That's what history is teaching us. They're testing, they're coming. They're coming for me today, yes. And they think that I have no means to defend myself. That's why I'm very grateful to you and others to expose this level of corruption. So what is the solution? The solution is non-compliance, going out, because if you don't, you're going to experience what I experienced in Poland, corruption. I experience lineups, never-ending lineups of people standing for a loaf of bread. I remember every single Saturday in the morning, my mom would send me to a bakery to buy a loaf of bread, and just one. And I had to stand hours and hours just to buy that one loaf of bread.
And Stalin even said they did that on purpose, and Lenin, and then, of course, it spread to Poland and everywhere else, because they said we want to keep them so desperate for little things, they don't worry about everything else we've taken from them. And then Bernie Sanders, remember, 3 years ago said, there's too much in the stores, too many food, too many deodorants, too many choices. He doesn't like that. He can't control it. And he is an admitted communist who honeymooned in the Soviet Union.
Exactly, because to control a society, you need to control the food supply. When you control the food supply, you created a nation of slaves that are being ruled by those tyrants. And I'll prove it to you by what we're seeing right now. Walmart's, IKEA's. In IKEA, before you go over there, it says only 400 people, 480 people allowed. You got hundreds of people in the parking lots. You've got Walmart's filled with people shoulder to shoulder, but I cannot have my parents for coffee in my house, that's against the law. I cannot have a church because that's against the law. But I can go with my church, with my friends, with my family members to IKEA and have a coffee over there. And
oh, that's a great idea. Why don't you guys go to Walmart, say you're going, go in and then hold a church service there. You'll be allowed to. Of course, then they'll throw you out. But that'd be a great stunt.
Yeah, so I already said to the authorities, if they're going to shut down, if they're going to pull a stunt like they did to the Grace Life Church and fence our church, the next move is going to be me popping up every week in a different place and holding church services in the places that are allowed, in front of the mayor's house, in front of the chief of police house, in front of the health inspector's house. I'm going to be going all over the place and doing church services publicly, because what is our other choice? If we're not going to push now, we will not have tomorrow. And that's what people do not understand. They think that this is going to pass away. Remember, we were told it's just 2 weeks, right? We are in this together for 2 weeks, and off they go to Florida, off the politicians go to Hawaii. They just raised themselves a salary. They give themselves a big fat raise, while we have to survive on their charity, $900 every
week. Well, they're clearly, the Great Reset admits they want to bankrupt you to put you on a monthly ration, a quote, guaranteed income. You already enjoyed that in Poland. Didn't matter how much you worked, you still didn't get any money. You had the little ration card they gave you. They admit that's what they want for the carbon footprint, is global ration cards. That's the Great Reset.
Food stamps. I mean, people have no idea what we're talking about, because Americans and Canadians, they experienced food stamps during the Second War. But I grew up in the 1970s and 80s in a country that you couldn't just go to a store. Even if you had the money, you had to only buy, you were allowed only to buy what the food stamp was saying. So everything was under the table, was run. The country was run by bribes. You had to bribe the police. You had to bribe the clerks. You had to bribe the doctors, nurses. You had to bribe the teachers, politicians. I mean, it was a sick system.
And by the way, they had huge orphanages, people starving. Took a very successful country and just gutted the hell out of it.
That's exactly what happened. And every country that you actually look what is going on, when the communists and socialists takes over, it bankrupts the country because they want to be the only ones to rule over you. And that's the whole agenda. Agenda is to create a bunch of slaves that are being ruled by a small group of the elites, the globalists, whatever you want to call them.
Irish, stay there, Pastor. Powerful info. And even having the WikiLeaks, they talk about making us poor to control us. I mean, they are the establishment. The left is the elite. They are not woke. They are the establishment, allied with communist China. Arthur Pulaski, Pastor, StreetChurch.ca. is our guest. You got to go to the URL. They're banning him all over the place, and they're sending SWAT teams after him. You've got to stand with him. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, well, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get Storable Food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're live, broadcasting worldwide. Thanks to you and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support to our local radio affiliates. You're reaching millions of people, and the globalists are so upset that you're admittedly in the Washington Post pushing the FBI to have me arrested for the orchestrated attack on the Capitol on January 6th, which, of course, I had nothing to do with. It wasn't overall organized other than Antifa posing as Q to manipulate some Trump supporters out of the million, maybe 500 went in or so. But they are on the news saying, we are trying to frame Alex Jones. Give me the man, I'll give you the crime. I'm not scared. I'm a good person. I love God. I mean, I'm a sinner, but I want to be good, and I've been born again, and Jesus is my Savior. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. So I don't fear these people. I fear God, and I fear bowing to their evil. Plus, I know if you bow to tyrants, it's 1,000 deaths. People that aren't cowards only die a single death. And it was Zapata that said it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. In my experience historically and in life, being on your legs, standing on your feet, is safer than being on your knees. It's people living on their knees that I see are being enslaved. But since Arthur Pulaski, this great pastor who's been attacked and threatened, and they sent the SWAT team, and he still stayed open. I want to learn what's happening to the church now here in a moment. Since he mentioned Justin Trudeau, his father, Pierre Trudeau, was a communist. He said he liked Mao. He said he liked Fidel Castro on record. He praised them. He visited them. And so now his son says he wants to be in a basic dictatorship, you know, just a basic one that killed 80-plus million conservatively of their own people. If there was a heavyweight champion of mass murder, it's the communist Chinese. And this disgusting, evil family is now giving one of the worst examples of tyranny in the world to the poor Canadians who should peacefully rise up with noncompliance and civil disobedience against their out-of-control, sniveling bureaucrats that have been trained that they are the ones meant to take over in the so-called colleges that are taxpayer-funded. So here is Trudeau talking about how he wants dictatorship to a group of very pleased women.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted. That I find quite interesting.
We're the good guys. We can engage in dictatorship. We'll shut down those pesky churches and show them who the bosses are. We can wear blackface, but you can't. We're anointed ones. So, Pastor Pulaski, continuing here, where is it going now? If they came to your church this weekend, finally with some type of warrant, what unfolded? What's the next step?
Yes, they came with a warrant to enter, with a court order to be exact, to enter the church facility. I had no chance to read the document because the lady was, he kept interrupting me, and I had those SWAT team officers on my left and on my right and more waiting. I was videotaped. They brought even a SWAT team that records every conversation there in the background.
And look at this guy's eyes. Looks very, like he's trying to intimidate you, like he's a real tough guy.
Yeah, of course. They're trained to intimidate, and they don't know what to do when a citizen actually knows the law and is not allowing them to be intimidated. You know, they don't know what to do. They're not trained in the law. They are just law enforcement agency right now, a brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. They're just doing what they're told by the politicians. And let me just add something to this whole story. The mayor of the city of Calgary is a Muslim homosexual. He absolutely hates Christians. He hates me. He has spoke publicly about me many times with a disgust, and he's doing everything in his power for years, actually, to shut our church down. Now he's just...
Of course, the left is never tolerant once they get control.
Yes. You know, when you think about it, now he has found the new gain power that allows him to bring this fake emergency, the health emergency. And
you know, that's a great point. It gives every petty tyrant the world over the excuse to selectively enforce on who they want. Like you said, under communism, that's the essence of it.
That's exactly what is happening right now. And, you know, down goes...
what is this pig's name? What is this jihadi's name?
Nahed Nenshi. Nahed Nenshi is a Muslim that was elected. And some say that he cheated the election. There was not enough ballots. The people could not get to the ballots. Some say that they disappeared in a few polling stations. So we know that the election was rigged in the city of Calgary. But he is now a tyrant. That's what he is, a dictator that is ruling with iron fist. And he sends bylaws to my church. He sends police, SWAT team last Saturday, and health inspectors trying to finish us off before he's out of the office, because he knows that this election we have many candidates. People are sick and tired of what they're seeing. They want to clean the swamp because the
city I agree, but let me guess, Pastor Pulaski, it's backfiring. I mean, I'm just guessing. Is your church bigger and stronger now under the persecution?
Oh, it grew twice in just a few weeks. We're getting stronger. We're getting powerful. And I'm hoping that we'll have 1,000 people, maybe more, this coming Saturday, 9:30 in the morning, just to show the government, the wannabe dictators, that we're not backing down. We're not bowing before their tyranny, because that's what it is.
Irene, let me ask you, because I've been trying to follow it all, but I can't follow it all. With the other church, the Grace Life, what's happened with them? Have they kept hundreds of officers there? Is the fence still there? I mean, because if more churches do this, they can't shut them all down.
That's right. And unfortunately, the pastors have become cowards and the priests are not rising up. There's few here and there. What happens in the Edmonton church, the fence is still there and the officers are still there and the church went underground, like in China. So they are meeting in a secret place. They're still meeting every week. However, it's only for the inner circle people and it's underground. So can you imagine living in Canada and having to have a church service underground, just like the Chinese Christians are having right now, or under the Sharia law in different Arabic countries, Islamic countries?
Well, that's right. And on top of it, in places like Michigan and California and New York, some of the Christian churches and synagogues are still closed. But the Muslim mosques are open. This is real discrimination.
Of course it is, and it's an open discrimination. For example, here in the Islamic Center, there were hundreds of people. A friend of mine, alderman from another city, he sent me a video that his wife recorded with him. Hundreds of people in the mosque, hundreds of cars outside, no police, no health inspectors, no bylaw officers. It looks like they can do whatever they want because the mayor protects them, but he goes heavy-handed after the Christians. I mean, this is sickening. If you, even if you're atheist, if you can't see what is really going on, you're just not looking. And we have to add, historically speaking, if the freedom of religion goes, then every other right go with it.
Well, Pastor, while I'm listening to you, I've got tears in my eyes, not of sadness, not even of anger, of energy in the Holy Spirit demanding we resist this, demanding we say no. And it only fulfills revelation of the Bible that this world government's being set up. It wants a mark of the beast to buy and sell. It wants to put a genetic code in our body. And it seeks immediately to shut down little churches while leaving the big giant ones alone. It's just sick. It's evil. It's totally obvious.
But, you know, God, to this day, he is asking us the same question. Who will go for us? And I want to be like the prophet of old that says, here I am, Lord. I may not be the most talented guy. Listen to my English, you know. I couldn't even pronounce the jail where Martin Luther King Jr. was in. But I say to God, and I pray that everybody else will do the same thing. Just, God, here I am, Lord. Use me. Use a little me. If that pleases you, I'm willing to go because the Bible.
And that's what they're scared of, is they know God will use Christian vessels to defeat the Antichrist, and so they know preemptively try to shut that down when they roll their system out. It's all being fulfilled.
That's right. And in Revelation, it says the cowardly, the fearful will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why I'm calling out the lions. Come, let's form the biggest pack that this earth has ever seen, and let's chase those hyenas away. We lions, we eat hyenas for breakfast. Let's not be terrible.
Well, Pastor Artur Pulaski, well, a few more minutes on the other side, then I'm going to let you go. Please come back with updates. But I pledge, brother, that I'll be with you against the Antichrist system. I will never take their mark, and I will never support shutting down churches, and I will fight them tooth and nail to the end, brother. We'll be right back, final segment with him. Then Steve Quayle joins us to get into all the insanity that's going on and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. I don't hear the Band.video, tomorrow's news today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here back live, our CDC masters have released the guidelines. I'll cover it next hour about where you wear a mask, where you don't. Outside, you don't have to, but if there's any people you need to, it's more of the same. Just total divide and conquer. It's the mask giving you bacterial pneumonia. It's the mask causing children to collapse and die, people to pass out from not having enough oxygen and run off the highway. It's simply insane. And then, as virus rages abroad, Biden promises to ship millions of vaccine doses. That's the New York Times. AstraZeneca, banned in 21 countries in Europe, banned in the Philippines, not authorized here in the U.S., even though the other experimental ones are, causing all the deaths and blood clots. But we're going to give it to India, where they're under lockdown again, starving to death, dying of malnutrition. Arthur, how do you think we fight this on the big picture? Obviously, prayer. The big agenda, we expose it. In the time we have left here, a few minutes, what else would you like to add? And thanks for joining us.
Well, history is teaching us what is next. That's why they have not been teaching our children history, because they don't want the people to know the truth. Masks, historically speaking, were always a symbol of submission, symbol of slavery. What they're telling you, wear a mask because you have no identity. We are removing who you are, and we are removing your rights to express yourself. You're muzzled. You're a slave. And you have no say. You have no identity. We don't care who you are. You're just a social insurance number, and you have no say. Take the mask off. Stop complying. Resist. Go to the rallies. Go. I always said to the people what I observed in 1981, I saw the power of unified Poles taking it to the streets. Tens of thousands were arrested. True. Some were shot dead. Some were clubbed to death.
But and by the way, for those that don't know, didn't the fall of the Soviet Union really begin in Poland, and that was the example of Eastern Germany?
Of course. Solidarity movement with Lech Wałęsa. They took it to the streets, and they didn't care. They said, shoot us dead. Shoot us all dead. But we want our rights back. We want our freedom right. If not for us,
what was the tipping point? Because, I mean, the Poles went through hell in World War II, then after with Stalin, and then, of course, the Ukrainian Khrushchev. I mean, you guys went through a lot and were robbed continually, just like the Ukrainians and others. What was the tipping point of all those nightmares to finally say no?
Well, people had absolutely no rights. There was nothing in the stores. There was total destruction, a collapse of economy, nothing, a propaganda. The only thing you were listening is lie after lie after lie. Finally, people in 81 said, enough, it's enough. We got to fight for our future generation, for our children, for our grandchildren. And they took it to the streets. When they took it to the streets, it was over. It was the beginning of over of the communists ruling over Europe. And a year later, everything started to collapse. Perestroika in Russia, in Soviet Union, and of course, 1989, Poland again democratically elects its own president after the Second War. So it's possible, but we have to unite. It was called Solidarity Movement because people were in solidarity together. They forgot about all the differences, and I'm sure they had many, and they united under one banner, freedom, and they won their country back. I mean, in the end of the day, Alex, it's your country. It's my country. It's not just their country. We are in this together. We the patriots, we the lovers of our countries, we are the lovers of the freedoms. And Jesus is the biggest lover of freedom. And he says, who comes to me is free indeed. We have to have the rights to tell the people that our God sits on the throne and he will have the final say. Alex, we know how the story ends. We know that it's tough, like you see right now with those lions or hyenas. But we know that our lion from the tribe of Judah is going to come to clean the swamp. And I'm telling you, I would be afraid if I was the hyena of today, because he is not going to show any mercy to those that are doing this great evil to so many people today.
All right, Pastor, give us updates as it unfolds. We really are rooting for you. We're all in this together. Arthur Pulaski, the website is streetchurch.ca. And I mean, if they dare put up a fence around your church, I know you're going to do the right thing and go, everybody just show up via email, show up inside Walmart where you're allowed to meet and have your church right there. Thank you so much and God bless.
God bless you.
Well, that is like a cool drink of water in the middle of the desert, isn't it? Resistance is victory, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I started the show with this, and it makes me become violently angry. And I'm not going to go out and be violent, but I'm not a virtue signaler, okay? I see Indians living in squalor and corruption, and I don't think, well, let's just exterminate those people. I think those are human beings. And that's my instincts. That's my spirit. But I know why I'm designed like that. I have a real feeling of pain for them when the left just wants to exploit them and kill them, because they're human beings made in the image of God. And if I write them off, I will be written off by God. But that's the spiritual level. Physically here on this planet, if you let that happen to them, you're next. You understand that I read you mainstream articles admitting that 2 million extra Indians, this is like a 3-month-old articles, in the year of lockdown have starved to death from malnutrition on top of the millions that already starved. That's out of the, it's got to be 15 million now extra died in the last year under the lockdown. The old UN number was about 10 million. So instead of 15 million starving to death, 25 million plus. That's more people that have died, even with fake COVID numbers worldwide, just in India. Those are dead people starving to death. and they just lay over in their little shack, and the first cold virus or flu virus comes by and they die, and then the media calls it COVID-19. And so when I see the trendies with their mask and I see them with their hatred and their pedophilia, and I mean, because they've converted a lot of the low-level left into evil now. I mean, they're used to be kind of high-level with super evil, then kind of mid-level. Now the average leftist is, for all intents and purposes, a devil-worshipping ghoul. I don't know what's happened to them, but they're gone, folks. They're programmed by big tech. They're programmed by media. And they're a small minority of people, but they infest all the main cities. They command Black Lives Matter, and they command the Antifa, and they're just gone. And this is the wages of following this world system, is becoming one of these creatures. Because I know normal people that suddenly don't look normal and become all whacked out, basically possessed, and they're on weird drugs, they're on illegal drugs, they're on pharmakia. It's 30% of the public's now on some type of psychotropic or prescription drug that alters their brain. We are poisoned. We are mesmerized. We are in a trance, and we need to break out of the trance together. And then I see all over the news, oh, Biden's sending help vaccines. Oh, America is going to send tens of millions of doses of vaccine to save the Indians. Aren't we good? This is after they threw out Bill Gates and the Pfizer vaccine because it killed so many people, it doesn't protect you. And it's the AstraZeneca banned all over the world. And it's just so sick. Yeah, that's what they do. India, at least 11 dead and 1,000 taken ill after gas leak. And then they show you the exact same photos and say, COVID surge swallowing people in India. Footage shows people dead in the streets. Yeah, that's just one more of the things I've got. I haven't gotten through one stack today of all I've got here. I mean, it's that much news. Who's hosting the fourth hour? I may have to take it over. Oh, Paul Joseph Watson, I'll let him host. He's a great guy. But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is genocide going on in front of everybody. By the way, if we don't fund ourselves, we won't be here. So it's a win-win-win. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of new great T-shirts with the media is the virus, COVID-19's a hoax. F. Fauci, F. Gates, F. Biden are really popular. We've also got Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's selling out very quickly. Winter Sun, great for your immune system, all there. Body sold out for 5-6 months. It's super concentrated turmeric for your immune system, for joint support, for flexibility support, for anti-inflammation support. This is the strongest you're going to find out there. People love it, and we could fund our operation if we could just keep this in stock. But because of the breakdown of supply chains, you got a limited supply, and my crew's like, well, why are you offering 50% off? Well, I just want people to get it. We'll go back to regular price here in about a week because it's going to sell out in 2 weeks at current sales rates. And we just had enough of it, we could just fund ourselves. But right now we've got somewhat of a deficit in the InfoWars war chest, so get products you need, fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Also, Prostagard, not just for men, great for women, the great vitamins, the great minerals, and the soft palmetto, great for all your glands. Vaso beets, concentrated beet extract to create the nitrogen oxide and more. In your bloodstream, that's the key to it. That's why beets are such a great thing. And raw beets are great, too. This is just the equivalent of eating a whole bushel of them. Also, Alpha Power, ladies and gentlemen, is basically the dry form of Supermel Vitality, but even stronger. But the Supermel Vitality is cold-pressed, so it's apples and oranges. One's like a fine wine. One's like a Jack Daniels, to use that analogy. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can call. And our crew will answer all your questions. Never forget, X2 is so essential as well, the good halogen. All right, hour number three with Steve Quayle and more straight ahead.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.